We got a couple of guys here from McCook High School that just recently, going back to the early part of June, won the Nebraska High School Fishing Trail Championships. Caden and Corbin are in studio, and Caden, we'll start with you first. Congrats. That's a big deal. I mean, you love your fishing, don't you?
Yep, probably about my favorite thing.
You could do that 24/7, couldn't you?
Yep. But you got to go work and stuff. Got to pay for boat gas and stuff.
You got those things you got to pay for. But I'm just picking your brain a little bit. I know you got a couple of years down the line, but you could do this as a full time job, don't you think? Doing this?
You could. I don't really know if I want to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a lot going out there, you know, every day. And traveling all around, don't really have time for family and stuff like that. But, I mean, it would be cool to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I got, like, a really good offer to go to a college, then I might do it. But right now, sounds like the only option is kind of like UNL. And they just don't really offer that good of scholarships right now for that stuff. So
you got time.
Yep.
You got time.
I got another year after this. So if I go and win nationals, then I could have the opportunity to go do stuff like that, mm-hmm. or even top 10.
There you go.
Colleges.
Exactly.
Asking, so, yep.
Corbin, how about you? Could you see yourself being this a guide or something like that, or something like that as a full time job down the line?
I always thought it looked fun, but it's just something that I'm not interested in. Yeah. It just takes a lot of time, and I'd rather go do something else.
You got other interests, right?
Yeah, I was planning on going to the military instead of fishing.
Is that still on the schedule or still?
Yeah, I'm still planning on going to the military once I graduate.
All right. The fishing's always going to be there.
Yeah, you can fish after you get out.
Wherever you go, anywhere in the United States, there's going to be a lake someplace within reach, right?
Yep, definitely.
Hey, talk about winning the high school fishing trail championship. What does it take to win a championship? You got to catch a lot of fish, don't you?
Yeah, it takes consistency. You have to fish well all the time, every tournament you go to. It's just a matter of who gets the best bag most consistently.
Species of fish. What do you catch? What do you like catching the most?
We like catching largemouth, but some people like catching smallmouth because they're a little bit easier for some people. Mm-hmm. But the largemouth are bigger, and that's what wins for you.
You agree with that, Caden?
Yeah. And that's what's around here for us, too, is largemouth, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to travel to Elwood's, probably the closest, but they're smallmouth fishing. They're just not really that big there. And then I think Johnson has some. I don't even think I've ever fished that lake before. Or not, like, really went out there and tried to catch smallmouth. But the big one that everybody likes to fish for smallmouth is McConaughey. Okay. We just got done with that tournament, and we won it last year, but this year it just didn't really line up for us. But, I mean, we caught fish and stuff. It was fun, but smallmouth just isn't our cup of tea, I guess.
Which of the area lakes, Willow, Trenton, Cambridge, is the best for largemouths around here?
Definitely Red Willow.
The Willow is? Okay.
You can catch, like, certain times of year, Trenton will be really good, where you can go catch a lot of fish, but the size just isn't there. Like, at the Willow, I mean, if you go out there and catch 10 largemouth, like, it's a pretty high percentage that at least one of them is going to be a 5-pounder or bigger. And there's no other lakes around here that are like that. I don't really think there's any, like, in Nebraska that are like that, to be honest. There's not a whole bunch. There's not a whole bunch of fish there, you know, but if you get on them, you're definitely going to be catching some big ones. So, I mean, that's cool that, you know, it's right next to home, and mm-hmm. we got a cabin there and stuff, so I do get out there quite a bit, but.
See, you sound like a guide. You just, that whole spiel for 60 seconds, you sound like a fishing guide. So,
I don't know.
If you think about it.
Well,
maybe.
Possibly, maybe if I retire or something, that would be a cool thing to do. I don't know. I feel like most guides around here, though, it's not really a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Like, Steve Lytle, I think I'm pretty sure he's full-time now, but for a while, he was working, you know, a full-time job, but then doing that.
Now, you guys just got done in Grove, Oklahoma, right?
No.
That's coming up.
We're going there tomorrow.
Oh, you're leaving. On your way, yeah.
We're leaving 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and headed there, so, for nationals.
Heck of a deal.
So, yep.
Who's all going?
It'll just be me, Corbin, and my dad, and then my mom's going to fly up a couple days later, and she's going to drive back with us, so.
Thank goodness for Dad to drive his. You know, we need to get some sleep, Dad. You know, can you drive the whole way? Thanks a lot, Dad.
That's pretty much what it is every tournament. If he goes, we're normally sleeping on the way home and stuff because, I don't know, it's a lot standing up on the boat in the heat all day and everything. So, and leaving at 5 o'clock, you know, it's going to be nice. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to sleep almost halfway there.
You're young. You're used to going, you know, getting up early, aren't you?
Yeah, when we were at McConaughey, I think we got up at 4:30 for both of the days, and that wasn't really that bad with the time change and everything. That's only 5:30. But
all right, Corbin, have you been to the? This will probably be your first time at this lake in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, this will be my first time in Oklahoma. This is my first time fishing on a boat out of the state. I usually only stay here in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. When I'm on a boat, but Oklahoma should be fun. I think we should do good there.
So the tournaments, it's almost like you kind of need, before the tournament starts, wouldn't you like to go out and get a little look on the lake and get a chance to go out there before the actual competition, but you probably won't be able to do that, will you?
Oh, no, they have a three-day pre-fishing before three-day tournament, so you get to go out there, find the fish, find out what they're biting on 3 days before the tournament.
It's like golf. You compete in a state tournament at a course and you've ever been at, they usually go a day or get a couple of rounds in there before, and the same with fishing. You get a chance to get that early, right?
Yep, you got to go find them.
Luckily, that would be really rough if we couldn't do that, especially with how big those lakes are.
How many boats are going to be on this water in that time span, you think?
Fishing against us, I'm guessing probably around 450 to 500 boats, most likely. So
how does everybody not run into each other? And I mean, you got to maneuver. You got to be careful, don't you?
Yeah, you got to know how to drive a boat for sure. I mean, once the takeoff actually happens, you know, the lake's so big that it spreads out, and I mean, there's still boats wherever you look. I mean, that's a lot of boats, but like at takeoff, you know, all these boats are in like one bay, all from the same boat ramp. So it's like literally as far as you can see, there's the nav lights, because you have to put them on because it's dark and everything. There's nav lights as far as you can see in like every direction, pretty much. It's really cool, but so
how many days you're going to be out there, consecutive days?
Six days consecutive. Yep.
Have you prepared yourself for 6 straight days of fishing?
I haven't. I've only fished for 3 days consecutively. 6 will be new for me.
I told them
to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've already done it twice, you know, and it really takes a toll on you, especially pre-fishing. You know, we're out there for, you know, 12, 14 hours for the 3 days. It goes down a little bit once the tournament starts up, you know, but I think we're out there for like 8 hours or 10. It depends on which day, but
if you're catching stuff, you'd be out there all day.
Yeah.
So I don't want to leave, but when you're not catching stuff, it's like you're looking at your watch going, can we just get out of here? Yeah. It's tough, isn't it?
That's how South Carolina was. Mm-hmm. It was, and I was prepared for it before I went up there. Everybody from Nebraska was like, even if they qualified, they were like, I don't want to go. Like that lake's, you know, one of the worst ones we've ever fished. And there was a lot of kids that went up there the year before saying, you know, we're never going up there again. Like they zeroed on some of the days, didn't catch any fish. And we were luckily able to catch fish, so it made it more fun. But it was still, there was still some times, you know, where we went 5 hours without catching a fish.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm hoping that Oklahoma's a lot better. It sounds like it's going to be, but they just got, they got a big flood there, so the water's like 10 foot high right now. So
that's not a good thing for fishing, is it?
I mean, it's kind of like hit or miss. You know, that's the thing. I have no clue what to expect, you know, up here. There could be a lot of things going on. It'll all probably be different, which, I mean, not that big of a deal for us because I've never fished a lake before. So it'll be just like, you know, going out there on new water. I mean, and I guess it'll switch up the people that live there, you know, they're also going to be kind of thrown off the game.
Yeah.
Because the water's so high.
Did they close that lake off during this time? And no other people can come in?
No, they don't close it off during the tournament, but I think it's like 2 weeks or something before. Nobody fishing the tournament can go out there.
Okay.
They don't want people, you know.
Right. They want fish in the lake. More fish in the lake.
Yep. So.
All right, Corbin, what's your favorite lure? Bait. What is your go-to?
My favorite lure would probably be a flipping jig.
Okay.
On some sticks. You just flip it into some sticks and you'll usually catch one. Flipping jig.
So it's never failed you?
No, not really. Never failed me. I always seem to catch some fish on it.
So you have extras. I mean, you just have one. You have a whole tackle box full of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you should see Caden's tackle box. He has probably three big ones just full of jigs.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably, yeah, I don't know, 100, 150 jigs sitting in there.
It's just one big giant tackle box.
Well, I got three of them that hold, I think, well, it's like 60 jigs apiece, and they're all full. And, you know, those things weigh a lot because all those jigs are half ounce. So...
So what's your go-to?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's about the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's why he kind of got onto it because, you know, he just started, like, serious fishing and out at the Willow and stuff, you know, that's what we use. And that catches the big ones too, I think. So
after this one trip to Oklahoma, what do you have coming? Anything else coming up for the rest of summer?
Yeah, we got one at the Willow July 13th, I think. And then, not sure what time of August, we're going to Harlan. And then we're going to Sherman. You know, and we're pretty excited about that. Sherman, it's the funnest tournament every year.
We did good there last year.
Last year, pretty good.
Yeah, it's like every stick you flip, there's a fish on it. And it's right up our alley, too. It's like jigs are what works. So we won that 2 years in a row, so... Just because, you know, that's what we do is we flip jigs. So,
if your go-to lure doesn't work, do you say, I'm sticking with it, I'm going with it, or do you go, what's your backup?
Well, it kind of depends, you know, like at McConaughey, it's a lot of smallmouth fishing, so throwing Ned rigs, jerkbaits, stuff like that. It kind of just depends on the lake and what we're fishing, though. I mean, I'll throw about anything, but the thing that I like about jigs is, you can fish anywhere with them, you know. If you're just fishing sand, you can drag it on the sand. You can bounce it through rocks. It's the most versatile lure. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
How about you? If you had to go to a backup.
My backup would probably be a jerkbait. I seem to catch them on the jerkbait quite often.
So, Caden said he got you into this. Are you glad you got into it?
I'm really glad. We talked about it last year about coming to Nationals. We didn't know if we were going to qualify for sure, but I was just excited ever since he mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun thing. I'm glad I got into it.
So you guys can do this again next year too, can't you?
Yeah, I can do it for two more years, but I'll have to find a new partner since he's graduated.
Oh, that's right. This is your final year coming up.
Yep. I'll have two more years to go to Nationals. Right. Well, I guess this year, then next year. But after that, that's it. So
you'd like to go to fishing school someplace, a college that has a fishing team?
I mean, if I get offered a full ride, you know, then I will. But I'm probably not going to pay to go do it just because, you know, I don't know. I would rather go get my career and everything set up and fishing will always be there, and I can go do it for fun. And even you can enter in, you know, adult tournaments and stuff. So
I got to ask you this, Caden, first. Do you like eating fish?
Yeah, I do. I really like crappie and walleye.
Sure. How about you, Corbin?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. We make some good fish tacos.
You guys got to invite me over. I love fish. I never have time to go fishing. My whole rest of the family hates fish. Oh. They don't like it, and it's like... What's wrong with you people?
What you really need to try fish tacos, I think. Yeah. That's
You invite me over. I'll bring the beverages and everything else if you make what you're fixing, okay?
All right. Well, you know, that we make some mean fish tacos, so be prepared.
Oh, you call me out, man. I am there. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Have a fun time.
Yep, thank you.
How many hours is it to Oklahoma?
Eight and a half.
Yeah.
Not bad. South Carolina is way worse.
Yeah, that's a long, that's clear across the country.
22 hours.
You betcha. We wish you the best luck, and gosh, if you could come home with a top five finish or something like that, you'd go for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I would definitely.
Most definitely.
You bet. Thank you, Caden. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Corbin, have a lot of fun.
Thank you.